Things were happening at home, too. Around the second week of Jeffrey's treatment, I guess word got out among my parents' friends that it was time to acknowledge Jeffrey's illness. All of a sudden, as if somebody had thrown a switch, phone calls started pouring in. Cards jammed up our mailbox. A flood of concerned grown-ups started pulling up to our house with baskets and bags of food, flowers, balloons, toys. I admit that the edible stuff gave me a nice break from being the microwave Hot Pockets poster child, but the whole scene was kind of bizarre. You can picture it. The well-wisher comes in. We all thank him, or more often, her, as the Tupperware is handed over. Then everybody stands around awkwardly while the visitor tries to find appropriate things to say to my parents. If I'm around, it's weird. They ask me about how I am, but I can't actually tell them about anything that's going on in 90% of my life. They really mean, how are you specifically with regard to your brother's health crisis? And if Jeffrey is there, it's the biggest nightmare of all. Half of them try to be cheery, no matter what. So they act all loud and hearty, swinging Jeffrey around and telling corny jokes. Meanwhile, I'm standing there, mentally shouting at them, "Be gentle, you moron. Don't bruise him. Please step away from the boy." The other half are solemn, no matter what, which is equally horrendous. Because Jeffrey is such a naturally happy kid, he wasn't generally downhearted in those early days despite the illness. Sometimes he had really bad aches, especially in his legs, and he was tired a lot of the time, and the chemotherapy drugs were making him feel pretty rotten physically. But mentally, he was Jeffrey. The kid wanted to laugh and play and maybe watch Nickelodeon when things got too exhausting. And when the frowny people came, they almost wanted to see Jeff be a sad, sick boy, to earn the pot roast they were carrying or whatever. And those visits dampened his spirits, for a while at least. After a week or so, though, Jeffrey and I made a game of it. As somebody started up our front walk carrying the obligatory gigantic shopping bag, I would say, "Okay, Jeff, what do you think? Frowny or cheery?"
"Definitely cheery, I think. We've had 3 frownies in a row."
"You may be right, little man. We are due for a cheery right about now. But she's looking a bit nervous. I bet you a buck she's going to be a frowner." Then we'd open the door, smirk at each other throughout the visit, and finally assign the visitor a score after she left. No matter how horrendous the experience had been, I could usually get Jeffrey to laugh by acting like a sports commentator.
"A tremendous effort by kind old Mrs. Jacobs from the accounts payable department. She brings an apple pie. But wait a minute. It's store-bought. That's a mandatory deduction, Jeff. We'll have to give her a 5 out of 10 for baked goods. In the behavior category, she's definitely cheery. Jeff, I owe you $1, you gambling shark." But she clears her throat repeatedly, a clear sign of discomfort. "On the other hand, she did pat your head pretty vigorously. I'm going to have to call that a 7.
"But she smelled kind of funny, Stephen. Is that points off?"
"Oh, it is! Another mandatory deduction. Was it a dirt smell or an oldness smell?"
"Oldness."
"Okay, that's another mandatory deduction. Why don't we call this a 6 overall?"
Meanwhile, my parents would tell us to be nice if they saw all this, but I got the feeling it amused my dad as much as anything else had since Jeff's nosebleed. Near the end of Jeffrey's first month of treatment, there was a big dance at school. The first one of my 8th grade year, which is supposed to be some sort of big deal. You can imagine how much I felt like getting down and partying at that point, but of course I had to go. It was on a Friday night, one of the nights when Jeffrey was home and he had been too weak to do anything but watch videos and throw up all day. For about half an hour before dinner, I tried to get him to play checkers, but he finally just wiped the pieces off the board and told me to go away. I could believe a lot of things and had been forced to over the course of that month, but getting kicked out of a checker game by my baby brother was pretty tough to swallow. This was the kid who used to toddle over to my bed at 6 o'clock every weekend morning to pull on my blankets so I'd get up and watch cartoons with him. This was the kid who once made me play Hungry Hungry Hippos for an hour straight until I thought my hands were going to fall off from slamming down those dumb little levers to make the hippos' heads move. This was the kid who had spent entire days at a time begging me to play chutes and ladders with him. And now he's feeling too sick to play with me. And I know this is a selfish reaction, but my thought at the time was, oh, great. I'm not even at the dance yet and I'm already getting rejected. What an ego boost. I was starting to get nervous about this dance. I went through every possible clothing combination I own, but somehow none of my dozens of black Rock Band t-shirts seemed to match with any of my three identical pairs of Old Navy jeans. And I was still standing in my room with only my pants on, blasting WZZO, trying not to think about how horrendous Jeffrey must be feeling while I was running off to a dance and randomly tossing shirts to and fro when my mom appeared in the doorway. "Honey, we have to hurry if you want to get to this dance. Since your father's at that big dinner meeting at work, I have to drive you and take Jeffrey with us, and I don't think your brother is going to be awake much longer."
"I know, Mom. I just look like a dork master in every shirt I own."
"You do not look like a, what is it? Dork master, Stephen? You look like a handsome young man. Although you might want to zip your fly."
"Mom!"
"What, should I have not told you and left it for everyone else to notice at the dance?"
"Mom, would you please let me get dressed?"
"We don't have time for one of your big insecurity scenes here, Stephen. Let's see what you have in your closet."